Hello, and welcome to the Thriving 30s podcast. My name is Carmen, I am your host, and we're all about creating the best life for you to thrive in this exciting decade ahead. So today we are talking fasting. Yes, fasting as in water fasting. I'm actually on day two of my second fast in my life. I did one about a decade ago, actually, and that was for 50 days. Back then, I did not know a lot about health and wellness, and I kind of just naively went out thinking fasting was going to be the answer to my problems, and it really was, but this time around, I'm doing things a bit differently. So day two, I don't actually have a set amount of days I'm going. Part of the reason why I am documenting this here is just to share what I experience with others who are curious or fasting curious, and then also to keep a record for myself in the future. Last time I did the fast, I didn't have too much information that I documented, and I really wish I kept more. So this time around, I'll be making some videos. I'll be recording a lot about my health and my wellness, and also sharing this verbal diary, I guess you could call it in a sense. So what am I doing this time around fasting and why? So this time it's so funny. There's this thing called the snake diet now. I first heard about it, I thought it was crazy. It's once I got into it, I mean, I don't necessarily like the whole, you know, aggressive, mean, angry way to make people change their lives. But I do think, you know, there's this thing called the snake juice that the guy who made this diet created. And it's basically an electrolyte drink. And I think that supplementing with electrolytes are a good thing. Last time around, I didn't do that. And I did feel some negative side effects from, you know, going 50 days without any kind of supplementation. So this time around, I am doing the snake juice. And what that looks like is a little bit of potassium, a little bit of magnesium, some salt, things to kind of keep you going so you don't lose energy, so that, you know, I was always concerned about my heart and everything. So I have that this time around. I drink that through the day. And just for the first couple of days, so yesterday and today, I have my coffee in the morning with a little bit of almond milk. Now, calories, the last, you know, yesterday and today, I'm keeping below 200. Tomorrow I'm thinking of just going to black coffee and then eventually just cutting out coffee altogether. And then other than coffee, I have my electrolyte drink, or I may have just some plain tea that is just herbs, nothing sweetened, no, you know, fake processed teas with a bunch of chemicals. It's just, you know, herbal teas, clear teas, my morning coffee for now, and then the snake juice, which I still crack out when I think I'm drinking snake juice. But that's what I'm doing, and I'm going to do that until I feel like I'm done. So the reasons why I'm doing this right now is over the last decade, last few years specifically, I put on some weight. I'm about 30 pounds more than I'd like to be. I clocked in yesterday at 157 pounds. Just over 157 pounds. And on my frame, I'm 5'5.5". That puts me at about 36% body fat. And I don't feel so good. I don't really enjoy how I look. I don't look bad. I don't think I'm terrible in any sense, or feel like, I can shop in any store that I want to for the most part, but I don't feel so comfortable in what I'm wearing. I have some health issues from my weight. I have pretty bad left knee pain that I'm looking to clear up. I have some gut issues from how I've been eating, potentially, you know, bacteria overgrowth, candida, maybe even celiac disease. I did take a genetic test, and I have the genes that make it likely for me to have celiac disease. I don't know if I do per se, but I do know that I feel better when I don't eat gluten, or if I cut out processed carbohydrates, everything altogether. The other reason I'm looking to fast and to get cured is anxiety. I don't know about you guys, but since, you know, the 30s came upon me, the anxiety levels go through the roof. And actually, it's not even anxiety, like, chronically. It's just I get these panic attacks or anxiety attacks that come out of nowhere. Like, I'll be working out in the gym, and all of a sudden I'll have to, like, stop because I think I'm going to die. That, along with heart palpitations, never had that before. So I'm looking for that to improve. And then I think those are my main reasons. I'm sure there's a whole bunch more, actually, that I should have probably written them down. Let's see if I have. Oh, yeah, hormones. My hormones. I am very estrogen dominant, and I want to have them balanced out more. I did some blood work. My thyroid's kind of borderline. I have a bit of adrenal fatigue. So all these things, I think fasting will either help or cure. And then there's also preventative health that I'm looking to do with fasting. I think that it's a great longevity protocol. I think it'll be great to get into a deep level of autophagy. I did, like I said, the test, the genetic test, and I have the Alzheimer's gene, the APOE4, and I think, you know, anything with cancer related, future cardiovascular issues, diabetes, and, you know, long-term obesity, all this stuff is great preventative. Fasting is great to prevent that. And then lastly, I've noticed the last couple of years while I was trying to do dieting through, you know, calorie restriction and exercise, moving my body more, I did the best that I could and saw like nothing, no changes. So I am hoping to this time around, once the weight is gone, then I can just practice intuitive normal eating. And I don't have to, you know, not have the cake because I'm trying to lose weight that I've been trying to lose for the last 2 years. So this is what I'm looking to cure with my fasting. And I will use this episode here to check in for day two and what I'm going through. Day one was challenging. I had a few moments, about four, where I was really pissed off and I just wanted to not fast. I had a couple times where my stomach was grumbling and you know, I don't think it's true hunger. When you're carrying 34% body fat, your body just doesn't know to use the fat stores yet. It's still running on glucose and external sources of calories. So keeping that in mind, I pushed through day one. I felt really glad once I was done it. And so I will be checking in later for what day two is like. All right. Day two check-in at 3 o'clock. I went hiking with the family. We had a good time. And after that, I went to Chapters with my son. It's a bookstore here. And I had a tea, just a plain tea with while I read books and he played. And it was nice. But I'm noticing, though, definitely hunger is coming back. I mean, just not real hunger, but the whole cravings. Like, it'd be nice to chew and bite something. It'd be nice to swallow something. It'd be nice to taste something. And with that too, I feel a bit angry. I'm getting angrier at things, or I hear my chatter say to me, you know, aren't you so angry about this? Or this makes me so angry. And wouldn't it be nice if we could just stop fasting and eat something? So it's going to, I know it will go away. Just kind of riding it out. It's actually better now than it was maybe 20 minutes ago. So usually, I mean, yesterday I had about 3 or 4 of these. Today I'm sure there will be more. I'm getting a little bit impatient too. Like, I just want to be done with this. It's like having to study for an exam that you can't get out of and you just really, really don't want to do it. That's exactly how I feel right now. But I can't go eat chocolate to make myself feel better. So I have to sit with these emotions and I have to, you know, really deal with them. I can't run away from them. And that's kind of the beauty of fasting. You're forced to face your emotions and forced to see what kind of stories you tell yourself to encourage these behaviors that may not be the best thing for you. And I know, especially with food and certain, you know, sugar, and I totally use and abuse that stuff. And I don't want to do that to my body, especially, you know, this new decade ahead of me, my 30s, my 20s, I was pretty wild. Pretty stupid, to be honest. But, you know, now I'm aware that I want to be as healthy and as vital as I can for as many, many years as I can. And you don't just stumble into that. You don't just end up, you know, 90 years old, feeling your best, having good energy, being healthy. You know, you got to plan, prepare, and actively go get that. And that's part of why I'm doing this fast right now. And, you know, facing these addictions that I have, or unhealthy behaviors, or unhealthy mindsets. Mindset is, beyond anything, the most important thing that I've learned in the last few years, that mindset makes the difference. It makes or breaks what you want to accomplish and where you want to go. So I'm going to sign off now. I'll check in again at the end of the day, but that's what's going on so far. Going to have to cook my son some dinner later on. That will be interesting, and smelling all that food. Oh boy. All right. We'll see how that one goes. All right. So it's 11 o'clock now. I am officially done day two of my fast. Going to be heading to bed quite soon. So the day went fairly well, actually. I didn't have a lot of the hunger pains that I did from day one. Did still have a bit of anger that was kind of with me through the evening, and lots of boredom, quite a bit of boredom. I didn't know what to do with myself. And so I ended up taking my son to Chuck E. Cheese, and we played some games and had a lot of fun, and then ran some errands after just to kind of pass the time. And then, you know, dinner with him went fine. I made him a grilled cheese sandwich and he was quite happy. Other than that, I did test my ketones and my glucose, both at 3 o'clock and then just about an hour ago. Glucose came in at 86 earlier today and 87 today, this evening. And then my ketones were at 1 at 3 o'clock and 1.1 now. So, I did have some sweetener at Chuck E. Cheese. So I wonder if that's what's kind of increasing the glucose in my blood, but I'm not quite too sure. Did have a lot of gum too. I'll be honest, I've been chewing more gum than I like to admit, and that's not been, you know, I don't want to keep doing that long term. I'm debating whether tomorrow I just drop all, you know, gums and coffees, or if I keep it for one more day. I'm gonna the first to admit that I'm a bit of a wuss. It's not easy doing this though, so gotta give myself credit where credit's due. I mean, not eating anything. All I want to do is just like have a big meal or go out for dinner, and I'm not doing that. I'm just fasting, and I'm waiting for this to pass. So I'm waiting for these urges and these thoughts to pass, because they will pass. I mean, last night too, I had a dream that I ended up binging, and it's there's so much psychological things going on right now that it's going to be, I look forward to the time when I just feel normal while I'm fasting, because I know that that comes from my last fast. So I will be back tomorrow to discuss day three fasting. The one thing actually that did come to today is I had a bit of slight heart palpitations. Happened about twice to me, and it wasn't anything major. I just noticed that my heart kind of felt a little bit different. And I don't think it's from the electrolytes, because I'm drinking snake juice, which snake juice is the craziest name I know. It's just, you know, I'm having my electrolytes full of electrolytes, so it can't be from that. And I ate 48 hours ago as well, so I was surprised that happened. Maybe it was stress related, because I have been a bit more of a mommy monster, as I like to call it. But it's just because I'm not getting my drugs, my food. Want to eat, but I won't eat. I won't eat for a while. So I'm going to sign off now, because I'm quite tired, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow for fasting day 3.